This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, every decade, that we do not deal with the satanic, globalist, New World Order, deep state mounting against us, we get more and more and deeper into trouble. And every day that President Trump allows this same faction to operate in the West, in the United States of America, we are a day closer to the end of America. This is the Alex Jones Show on this July 20th, 2020, a Monday. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We'll be hearing from Alex throughout the day, including in the next segment. David Knight is going to be joining me in studio as well in the first hour. And we will be roundtable discussing. Guys, if you want to do a dot cam here, I have so much news. And it's not just one of those things where I just have these stacks of news on the desk. No, I want to cover every single story you see in front of me because it's all significant. But if you're like me, you wake up every day with the same thing in your head. Is today finally the day that we save America? Is today finally the day we start to see some arrests? Is today finally the day we get some justice? Sadly, every day passes and the answer is no. There's signs we're winning, but we're so far behind and there's so many signs we're losing. It really makes it tough to measure what we need to do as Americans. So hopefully I'll have time in the third hour to open up the phone lines and ask you just that. But the COVID hoax is just, it's really just unreal at this point. And it tells so many different stories. Who's willing to be a slave? Who is totally brainwashed? Who will gladly put shackles on their own wrist if it means shackling you? The left in America is so deranged and dangerous and out of control and dumbed down and brainwashed, I don't even know how to deal with them anymore. I feel sorry for them. They have been hit with a psychological weapon system that they can't even see or understand. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. Then you got Kamala Harris, if that's even Kamala Harris. I mean, you tell me, folks. Kamala Harris shows up on MSNBC and doesn't even look like Kamala Harris and has little demon eyes. It's like in the movies when they black out the demon's eyes. That was Kamala Harris on MSNBC. Stunning. So what does that mean? People also pointing out her teeth are different. I mean, folks, we are not in Kansas anymore territory. The death of John Lewis, which then brings about the left, the Democrats in Hollywood, to rename the Pettus Bridge in Alabama after John Lewis. The ultimate irony? Edmund Pettus, say it with me, class, was a Democrat. And I predict, because you can still look this up and it's still available on Google and Wikipedia, and watch all the headlines last night and today, Edmund Pettus, leader of the KKK, Edmund Pettus, racist grand dragon, Edmund Pettus hates black people, we must rename the bridge. Hey, guys. Edmund Pettus was a Democrat. just like all the other KKK wizards and Grand Dragons. And all the marches that Martin Luther King led were against Democrats. The irony is you can cut it with a knife.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Look at these CNN headlines. Trump insists he's right on virus as more Americans get sick. U.S. cities hit hard by COVID-19. Way another stay-at-home order. He's unteachable. Doctor baffled by Trump's Fox News interview. And it just goes through the virus hot spikes. The virus is exploding. Trump's virus. I mean, it's all about how Trump did this. And we told you at least 5 months ago, we figured out exactly what their end game was. Have massive testing here. Have false testing. Even though it's admitted in the fine print that you can have regular coronavirus and the flu in the last decade, it counts as that. They don't care. Put all the people that died in skydiving accidents and motorcycle accidents and car wrecks and cancer and pneumonia on the list, but none of that matters because the entire fraudulent media keeps beating this background drum that it's record cases and record deaths, even though the record cases are based on massive, massive testing and massive false positives, and they can only show a few, quote, spots where the deaths have actually gone back up any, and nothing compared to the level that they were 3-4 months ago. And again, those were almost all in, well, not almost all, they were all in blue cities and blue states where, again, they could run their frauds and call all deaths, not just some extra deaths, COVID-19. So this is the sophisticated brainwashing going on. I mean, at one level, it's very, very simple, but it's sophisticated because it hits from so many different points. And so this is branding against the president, against America. They're not saying, oh, yeah, America's first under Trump, first in coronavirus cases, first in death. And again, none of that's true. So Trump has to directly, not just through surrogates, attack Fauci and the NIH and the fact that the UN is still commanding it through the WHO. He's pulled out of the WHO. That's good. He's had surrogates exposing Fauci, but he's got to go further. What we're dealing with isn't just organized propaganda. It's organized fraud. It's organized crime. And if Trump simply has some fireside chats with the graphs from the Oval Office and shows people how they said 2.2 million, 2.5 million dead, show how Bill Gates, taking him head on, funded the British studies and the U.S. studies to claim that, how that was a fraud, how Gates funded a hydroxychloroquine study that they had to withdraw, total fraud, saying it doesn't help people, that the media then used. He can then go through all the deaths from gunshot wounds and cancer and heart attacks that are being counted as COVID-19 and explain why he's taking it away from the CDC. That is such a good move to get out of the WHO, that criminal organization run by the globalists and the Chinese communists. It's so good that he's taken power away from the CDC. With only 100 days out from the election, think about that right now, 100 and a few change, he's got to go on total offense now with that data. And he's obviously mulling that data. He's going over that data. But how do you even get accurate numbers out of a tissue of lies? That's the problem. And he'll never even be able to get a real number out of those fraudulent numbers, because in many cases, you've had 333 labs in Florida alone all come up 100% positive. Some of the labs tested up to 450 people a day. That, of course, is premeditated fraud. You do one fraudulent test like that, it's a felony. Why are all these places doing this on purpose? Because they've been green lit. And you know, these talking points that we see manifest in every newspaper, on every TV show that's establishment, are unified. the propaganda, the reports. Here's an example. There's 7.6 billion people on the planet, 350 million roughly in the United States. You know, they say 330, but it's probably 350, 360 with illegal aliens. But they can sit there and cherry pick, a lesbian member of the church died in Houston, to make it a huge deal. She had trouble breathing, went in, they intubated her, she died. Yeah, they intubated her. She was 55 years old or whatever, 56 years old. And so one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. And Stalin said, her death's important, we're sad for it. But again, they blow that up and then show you every day in every major city somebody they say died of COVID. And a lot of times they go check the records and they died of cancer or they died in a car wreck or they died in an automobile accident or they died in a motorcycle accident. I mean, you know the drill. But these newspapers have to get called out. These doctors have to get called out. You know, why is it certain hospitals in certain cities that have basically all the death? Because that's where they're on board with this fraud. There's also a report Rob News working on called the July effect. You notice they've been predicting massive increases of death in July for a few months. Rob New had a weird feeling about that last week. So he search engined more hospital deaths July, and bingo, guess where new doctors and new nurses go on every year the way they cycle out from the medical schools and then the residencies. They come into work in July as full-blown doctors. And so that's why they're having all these huge medical events right now around the country, hotels. That's why they're having all these big conferences, because before they get pushed in to the hospitals and to the clinics, they're giving them one more round of brainwashing. I've got inside sources. I was just talking to about this morning. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm trying to get them to come on the show. And so they're going to get patients to come in and say, I'm coughing. I feel like I have weight on my chest. They're not going to give them hydroxychloroquine or zinc or vitamin D, or they're not going to give them an inhalable of steroids that doctors are saying has 100% success rate. They're going to say, hey, the manual says put a tube down their throat. The hospital administrators will promote doctors that do that. And pretty soon you'll have some first-year doctor who's now one of the managing doctors making twice as much money because they follow the orders of the technocrats. And that's what technocracy is. Bureaucrats controlled by powerful financial interests use computer systems to model everything out, to manage it, to preset it, and then that goes out, and then doctors and nurses and school teachers and lawyers and police, all of us become robots, basically. We have no discretion. We can't make our own decisions. We just repeat and regurgitate what those on top said, and that's what the Chinese Communist Social Score is all about, is monitoring all of us in live time and rewarding us when we're good little slaves and punishing us when we're not. But again, with successful approximation, they begin to squeeze you and get you to the point where, you know, it's not just turning your kids over to the LGBTP movement. It's not just having an abortion. It's not just taking all the vaccines they want to give you forcibly, and so you submit to it. Pretty soon, it's even more they want, more. Now they want you to go out and burn somebody's house down. Now they want you to go out and commit crimes. Now they want you to go attack a federal courthouse. This is multinational corporations directing people that have been programmed on Facebook, selected psychologically, then put into cult programming operations like Antifa and BLM to build this army of mindless idiots that will actually run up on the side of the road and shoot white people in the head only because they're white, and it's white people mainly doing it. So this is high-tech mind control, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing, and Owen Schroyer and David Knight and others are about to take over. I just wanted to point out here that this COVID hoax must go down, because it's designed to never turn the United States loose. Notice we're told the countries that are bad are the UK, the US, and Brazil. Those are the countries that have 100% submitted to the New World Order. And the technocrats, that's what they call themselves at Davos, and Xi Jinping have hatched this plan. And they're all open for business. They're telling us we're not open for business and we're the bad guys. And so Trump understands this and is fighting hard. But America's behind the curve because people are just so gullible and continue to buy into mainstream media propaganda. That's why it's beyond critical that all listeners and all viewers spread the word about this live feed, share the article, share the information, and tell everybody word of mouth that this whole thing's a fraud and that wearing the mask is the sign of slavery and the sign of submission to the future lies, the contact tracing, the surveillance, the control, the forced inoculations, all of it, run by Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clinton Foundation. Think about that. That's the real world nightmare we're in right now. There's so much more I want to cover. A federal judge that took over the Epstein banking bankruptcy case with billions of hidden money tied into multinational groups, the Mossad, MI6, and the Clinton crime syndicate, had her son killed and her husband critically injured in New Jersey. Clearly it's connected to the whole Epstein thing. She says she's been getting threats. She just got the case 5 days ago. We're in a war. We're in a war with globalist forces and American forces, and people better decide which side they're on, because we are, again, in critical times. We need to all be thanking God for the awakening, but also praying that others wake up and we turn our civilization and society around while there's still time. All right, back to the live feed. Please spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's. God bless you all.
All right. I'm about to take over with David Knight, coming back in 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, first, Christmas in July sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 5 days left. Take advantage of free shipping and double Patriot points with every order, including up to 60% off top-selling supplements. We have 50% off Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Survival Shield X2 Spray and X3, Lung Cleanse, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bodies, 50% off, and selling out quick. Don't forget about ExtendoWise, 50% off. Living Defense Plus, 50% off. The Elite DNA Force Plus, 50% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. We cannot thank you enough. Back in 5 minutes with David Knight.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And David Knight in studio with me. Of course, David Knight hosts the morning show here from 8 to 11 weekdays. You can find him live on band.video. He's going to be in studio with me for about the next hour. This is the Alex Jones Show live from 11 to 3 Central. And then, of course, the War Room that I'm normally hosting, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. We'll have a fill-in host today and the rest of the week as I'll be sitting in for Alex. So I got a ton of news I want to go over with David today. And I'm going to start on this stack of COVID news. And there's so many different angles and aspects and talking points here. So we're just going to dive right into this stack. But let's start with this. The Washington Examiner, virus, what virus? GOP delegates raring to go to Trump's convention. You know, this is the example of a group of people who want to be free and a group of people who want to be slaves. And the average Democrat liberal would gladly put shackles on their own wrists if it meant they got to shackle you, too. So, David, clearly there is a divide here as far as who wants to live in fear of the coronavirus or who believes the lies of the coronavirus. And it's the same political lines that are being drawn on almost every major issue. You have Trump supporters, conservatives, patriots who don't want to wear a mask, don't want to see the economy shut down, and at this point just don't buy any of the COVID lies versus the average liberal progressive Democrat who buys and sells all of the lies, wants to wear a mask, make you wear a mask, shut down the economy, keep the kids home from school. I mean, that dichotomy, it plays out on every issue, but it's the same thing. Who wants to be free and who would gladly enslave themselves to make you a slave?
And it's also who is going to just slavishly follow experts as authorities that you don't question. And when we look at this, it breaks down pretty clearly by demographics and by political party. First, by demographics. In terms of face mask usage, those people who said that they will always use it, we'll just talk about that figure here. 34% of males, but 54% of females. When you look at political parties, Republicans only 24%, but Democrats 61%, and the independents are somewhere in the middle, about
40%. See, I didn't even know those numbers. I just saw this in real time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But see, part of this is that we understand, because we do value freedom, we understand and have understood from the very beginning that if no matter how bad this disease was, you don't fight it by shutting down food production, by shutting down medicine, by shutting down everything else in your society. All you do is add another layer of problems to what was already there. And so that's not the right way to do this. You don't suspend the Constitution. You don't treat everybody as if they had the disease. You don't even know they've got the disease. And that's really where the face mask issue is, Owen. I was talking about that today. I said this really is the issue, the hill to die on, because if we don't stop this, they are laying out the psychological framework to tell us what they're telling us with a face mask is you don't wear a face mask to protect yourself. You wear it to protect other people. We've heard that before, right, with vaccines. And the vaccines are what are on the way. And so if you're going to embrace this doublethink about face masks, oh, well, they don't work, but, you know, somehow it protects other people, even though I can't be protected by it. Then you're going to embrace this vaccine nonsense that's going to be pushed. That's what this is really about. It's about psychological preparation. If you look at these experts, 2 or 3 months ago, they were telling us exactly the opposite. And then they come back and they try to carve back those lies by saying, well, we didn't have enough N95 masks. But, well, we had bandanas and we had cloth masks, right, which are absolutely ineffective. As a matter of fact, Jonathan Turley, I talked about it today, he said, if you want to fight these face mask regulations, wear an anti-mask. You know, just wear the picture of the guy going through a Walmart in Tampa, and he's got like open holes in it. I mean, you can see his face through it.
Yeah, wear a pair of Victoria's Secret women's lingerie.
Exactly, or anything. I mean, it doesn't because it's about compliance. He said he did that, and nobody said anything to him about it. I played a clip this morning from a lady who went to a grocery store in Colorado, and I mean, people were about to, they did get physically violent with her. One person rammed their cart into her. They're yelling and screaming at her. They called the police on her because she didn't have a mask. I mean,
is that the one with the big ugly who came up and was yelling right in front of the baby too?
I think this is another one. I don't think there was a baby involved. I mean,
this girl comes up. She does the same thing. Shoves him with the cart. Is screaming at this lady for not having a mask on. Her mask keeps falling off, by the way. And there's a baby that she's screaming at, basically. But, you know, I don't know if you've seen this. Guys, do we have the clip of the one man in a wheelchair who was getting harassed? Let's play this, David. I don't know if you've seen this or not. A man was going through the grocery store. He had a health condition. He's actually even in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
It just shows you how sick these people are. And he was getting harassed. Here was the interchange.
Away from me. What are you, Karen? What are you? Shut up. I have a medical reason. You can't f***ing tell.
So again, the reason why this video is low is because the guy's in a wheelchair. So he comes up, he says, wear a mask. The guy in the wheelchair says, I have a health condition. Can't you see the wheelchair? He's like, I don't care. Wear the mask.
Yeah.
Again, these people would gladly put shackles on their own ankles and wrists as long as it meant you got shackled too.
Well, you know, they did that, a similar thing like that, to a mother who had a child with autism, and they said, you can't come in the park. And she said, well, he can't wear a mask. He can't put anything on his face, right, because he's got autism. And they kicked them out. And so she got some people that were on the side of Americans with Disabilities Act and so forth to come after these park officials who kicked her son with autism out of the park. She said, first of all, he can't breathe with it on. Secondly, nothing, face shield, nothing is going to work because you're not going to put anything on his head. He doesn't understand. He's going to fight it. And this is the intolerance that is being engendered with people. It is obsessive compulsive disorder. It is a psychological operation of fear and propaganda, and that's what has to be fought. These Republicans who will kind of halfway say, well, you know, I think it's a good thing to wear a mask, and I always wear a mask. I'm sorry you saw me on an airplane without a mask and so forth. They play easy with that instead of tackling the non-science, instead of tackling this authoritarian Stasi society that's being created. Instead of pushing back against Fauci's lies, they kind of go along with it, and that's going to be fatal to us.
And by the way, Burks, you remember the old scarf lady, she's come out and said she believes the CDC is inflating death numbers by as much as 25%. Well, that's a low ball. It's a lot higher than that. And notice how she got sidelined. You never see her anymore because she realized, oh, crap, they're faking this whole pandemic. But it's so ridiculous in its basic nature. Literally, you'd have two people going around and they can wear a mask. And let's say it's a man and a woman on a date. And the guy's like, hey, baby, you know, let's go to bed. Let's get intimate. And she's like, oh, but what about the COVID? He says, don't worry. We'll wear masks. Okay. That's literally what this is like. Oh, I'm going to wear a mask while I'm having sex with you, and that'll stop COVID. It's like these officers, same thing happened to me, David. These officers come up if you're not wearing a mask, and they arrest you. And what are they doing? They're putting their hands all over you.
Yeah.
They're touching your hands. They're touching your face. They're groping you, rubbing up on you. Oh, but the mask, though. The mask is going to stop the COVID, even though it gets through the mask and they're touching you and spitting on you and everything. It's just, oh, yeah. And Fauci also says, you know, continue to use Grindr and Tinder. That's because he's active on there. He's looking for a little action on the side. So Fauci is still live on Tinder if you want to hit him up. He can give you some good COVID. All right. We'll get into more of this when we come back. They don't want the kids back in the classroom, folks. Parents are going to be pissed about this. And liberal teachers are saying, I still want to be paid, but I'm not going to teach your kid.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, we're talking during the break, myself and David Knight, about this nonsense. You know, I got all this news, and I'm going to get to it. Just, again, a couple of quick headlines here. New York Times has a piece from a teacher. I won't return to the classroom, and you shouldn't ask me to. Well, don't ask me to pay taxes. How about that? How about you take all the taxes that fund your wage, and you can shove them up your derriere? Because if you're not in the classroom, we're not paying them. Of course, homeschool parents don't care about that anyway, but it's just a joke. I'm not going to do my job, but still pay me. You know it's a fake pandemic, you lazy bums. Fired up and ready to go. DNC Milwaukee convention continues to shrink. Latest prediction of only 350 attendees. I'm only covering this because I'm telling you, they're going to cancel it. They're going to cancel every presidential debate. They can't have Biden on a stage with Trump. They'll blame COVID for all of it. Plus, they know the Bernie Sanders supporters are going to riot and burn Milwaukee to the ground. So they don't want that to happen in their name. But you know, David, I got all this other news, how the Democrats killed all the old people in nursing homes. Now they're claiming dogs that have coronavirus need to be put down. I mean, what a lie that is.
Just well, Fauci thinks that New York did it right. You know,
oh, I saw that. Because... Oh, yeah, with all the dead in New York, like 10 times worse than any other state. But you know what, David? Here's what I want to do.
They're the model, yeah.
Away from all the numbers and news, this is really what it's about, what we were talking about in the break. That the average American, the average human is so, I don't even know what it is, brainwashed or enslaved or whatever, where it's like you walk into a restaurant, okay? I can't shove a burrito into my mouth with a mask on, okay?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
I can't drink a soda pop if I have a mask on. So, okay, you're sitting in the restaurant, you're drinking, you're eating, you don't have a mask on. Oh, but if you walk in 5 feet to sit at your table and get to the water, oh, no, you got to have a mask on for that. I can't have you walking in here without a mask. It's like, sir, everyone in here is not wearing a mask. People are touching my food, okay? Like, I'm not worried about getting sick. No, you have to wear a mask 5 feet from that door to that table before you sit down and drink your water. You have to wear the mask. But aside from the lunatic fringe theory that would stop anything, again, the mask doesn't stop anything.
No.
I mean, it's just levels and layers of total nonsense, and they just go with it. But it's just like, David, what happened to basic common sense? What happened to just humanity where someone just thinks and says, you're right. Wearing a mask for 5 feet to sit down at the table doesn't make any sense. They just go along with it.
Well, that's what we were talking about. My wife and I going to a small restaurant locally. I thought I would help them out. And again, they want to enforce that rule. And they were adamant about it. And it's like, okay, fine. We won't be here. And you aren't going to be here
money
either.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
be here because what they don't realize, and I talked about this on the morning show. I said, the quote from Lenin, that the capitalists will sell the rope that is used to hang them. And what we're seeing now is that even small business is selling the regulations that are going to be used to hang them. She doesn't realize that she's propagating the fear and the insanity behind all of this stuff. And it's the fear that is going to kill her business because people are going to be afraid to go there. You know, at this point, like I said, we walked in.
Well, why would
and
you
because
want to
we had to have a mask to walk the 5 feet to the table. Then I could take it off. I could order. I could wait for my food, eat my food, wait for the bill and so forth. None of that would have been a problem. But it's a principle that I have to have the mask before I get service.
Why would anybody want to go deal with that? That's my thing. We were saying,
exactly.
Like, I don't even go out to have dinner anymore. It's like, sucks. It's like, you can't even leave your house. Just a reminder that you're a slave.
Well, it's being pushed by the National Retail Federation. A lot of people got a lot of attention when Walmart did it because, Walmart is saying where 65% of their stores are, there aren't any government regulations about wearing masks. But Walmart is going to go further. They're going to force you to wear a mask to go inside their Chinese store. And then they're going to have black shirts because the brown shirts are a little bit too obvious, right? To enforce
and harass you.
Yeah. But, at Disney World, they've got stormtroopers that are harassing people. So, at least they've got
like
a sense of humor about it, right?
By the way, I would imagine, I've never masked up. I've continued to go out. I was going to the gym before they made me mask up, sharing equipment. I was playing basketball 3 nights a week with sweaty guys rubbing up. This is a joke. I've never gotten sick. All my friends at the gym never gotten sick. All the people here at InfoWars have never gotten sick. Have you ever gotten sick?
No.
I mean, it's a total joke. Again, but it's basic common sense. David, it's like we've crossed this weird threshold where the actual physical step we take, the physical air we breathe, the physical things that we see in the third dimension, like the actual life we're experiencing, doesn't even matter.
It's Twilight Zone.
It doesn't even weigh into people's thoughts anymore. The only thing they weigh is what they see on TV, what they hear from the voices of authority. What they're actually living and experiencing has zero value anymore. How did we get here?
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I mean, it's like I'm in some kind of virtual reality Twilight Zone, except it's in color instead of black and white.
And I can't get out.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't change the channel.
it's crazy. It's infuriating. But, I was sick at the end of the year, this last year, and I think it picked it up when my wife and I went on a cruise and we traveled by plane. And we sat in the airport and we talked for about an hour. The flight was delayed. We talked about an hour.
Yeah,
the guy who had just come back from China. It could have been COVID-19. It could have been the flu. But here's the thing. To put on all of these mask regulations and all the rest of this stuff, As one person pointed out, it's kind of like sounding off the air raid alarm at Pearl Harbor 3 months after the Japanese attacked. It's that ridiculous. This is a day late and a dollar short if it was ever effective, but it's not effective. These same people who told us not to wear this, and they were telling us the truth, it's not going to do you any good, it's actually going to make it harder for you to breathe. They were telling us the truth then, now they're lying to us, and it's for political purposes. This is political, and it is psychological, and it's not medical, it is not scientific.
They're yelling fire in a theater. Which is illegal, by the way. That's exactly what the media is doing. And it's really what it comes down to. It's just the media lies. The media hoaxes.
Let me give you some facts here. This I saw tweeted out by Dr. David Samadi. He said, this is a wonderful graphic from the state of Ohio. While COVID-19 is an incredibly serious virus, look at it in perspective. And what they did was they showed the number of people, number of tests given. A million tests. And he does this graphically. And there you go. Good. He's got it graphically. A million tests. And they had 69,000 people positive. That's 7%. So 93% did not test positive. 7% tested positive. Of that, they had 3,000 deaths, according to the CDC. That would give you a case fatality rate of 0.3%. Now, if you look at the Texas Department of Public Health, last week or 2 weeks ago when they came out and said, well, you're going to have, we got the statewide mask regulation from Abbott. And then he had the state flunky who was head of the health department coming out and saying, you better start wearing masks inside your own home. We're not going to enforce that just yet, but you better start wearing it inside your home. At the same time that was coming out, the Texas Department of Health released numbers for this year and the previous 2 year flu seasons. Previous 2 years, 1 year it was 0.3%, the other year it was 0.4%. This year, with COVID-19, is 0.1%. So we're one-third to one-quarter of what we've seen in the past, and yet we've got the entire economy locked down. We've got these guys demanding that we wear masks inside our own homes. This is Republicans.
At the very minimum, and this is at the very minimum, you have a criminal conspiracy brought on by the medical industry to sell vaccines. This is at the minimum. This is the minimum level. I mean, really, this is maximum world enslavement stuff we're talking about here. But at the minimum level that the average person should be able to understand, this is a racketeering, criminal manipulation by the CDC, by the WHO, and the people that are ready to profit, like Fauci and Gates and all their little underlings. They've rebranded the flu, David. That's what they've done. They've released the weapon out of China to get people sick. Specifically in that region when it came out, it was probably really deadly, and then it mutated pretty fast and became basically like an average flu bug, I mean, which is a crime against humanity in and of itself that should be addressed, but we can't even get the basic science. So it's like, okay, you rebranded the flu as COVID-19 coronavirus so that you could sell vaccines to 6 billion people. That's what they've done, David. Yeah. And now they're gearing up to do it.
And let's not forget, it's not just the Chinese. It goes back to Fauci and the NIH. These people are eugenicists, not just because they partner with Gates and they push vaccines. But when Francis Collins, who's head of the NIH, Fauci's boss, Collins had been part of the Human Genome Project. And when he went to the NIH, the first thing he did was the Human Connectome Project, because he is a transhumanist. He thinks that he's going to be able to transfer his mind into a robot machine, you know, into a mechanical machine and live forever. That's what these people are focused on. And what Fauci was doing with all this Chinese stuff, they were called on the carpet.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
How my mind works.
Works on coffee?
Well, yeah, it does work on the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I was taking a drink of coffee. Thank you for filling that dead air. No, my mind works like this, David. When I look at an issue, I try to bring it down to the lowest common denominator, logic and reasoning. And so when I see mayors and governors and politicians and all these people telling me I have to wear a mask, it's a mandate, I need to be afraid of COVID, well, I just bring it down to lowest common denominator logic. Either you're mentally retarded and you actually believe that. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I mean, you literally have a mental illness and you can't read, you can't write, you can't think. And so you really think the mask is stopping anything when it's scientifically proven not to. So you're literally like a mongoloid. Or you're a foreign operative. You're some sort of operative that's out to get me. You're a paid spokesperson. You're bought and paid for. You're out to get me. You're trying to attack me by coming after logic and reasoning. So that's just like lowest common denominator. When I see Adler and Nuremberg, these are local mayors, San Antonio and Austin, and politicians saying you have to wear a mask and it doesn't stop COVID, doesn't stop anything. You can't make me wear a mask. It's just lowest common denominator. You're either mentally ill to actually believe that, or you're paid to get me. You're out to get me. You are my enemy, and you chose that ground, not me. I mean, is that not just the lowest common denominator of logic when dealing with these things?
I think these people realize that this is a path to power and a path to dependency. They realize that, as they've been talking about from the very beginning, immunity passports, and they've been talking about this way before the pandemic began. I mean, this is going back a long ways. I mean, you got Bill Gates back in announcing the completion of his tattoo ID thing. And again, you know, he had his program, ID 2020, is coming in right on time. Now, they've been looking at this as a way to track people, to control people. And this has become the perfect path for all of this. But, you know, this is part of really the UN 2030 agenda, and there's a globalism that's in play here. They're forcing, cuddling us, if you will, into cyberspace. And if you look at the future of work is working online. Well, I'm going to need to have 5G, so get me my 5G. I need to have that to work online. And it also, Owen, keeps them from having to lobby and pay off Republicans and Democrats in Congress for their H-1B visas. Anybody can work anywhere, so you can have your cheap labor in India or wherever you want it working online, and they don't even have to worry about physically moving the people in for that type of thing. And they can control everybody on cyberspace. If they move you into cyberspace, they already control that area. And I've talked about the smart cities that were part of the UN 2030 agenda, how Google was setting that up in Toronto and other places, yet this allows them to essentially even transcend that. Because once they kettle everybody into cyberspace, and you can't get an education unless you're in cyberspace, you can't work unless you're in cyberspace, they can watch and control everything that you do, and it allows them to basically open up and create a borderless global community right there from the very beginning. And I think that's a big part of this. But the immunity passport, your mask right now, it's like your immunity badge, but the real immunity badge is in the mail, and it's being prepared right now by the U.S. military, who are preparing the vaccines. They're manufacturing these things. They haven't even tested them, but they're going to rush them out. And the news reports, I played one today from NBC News, Owen, and it was all about, well, we're not sure we can get one for everybody quickly enough, and so you really want to make sure you've got this, and we're doing the best we can to get everything out there to everybody, and we're rushing.
You're right, though. Nothing the mask about is the holdover. That's it. The mask is the holdover.
It's the placeholder,
right. Before the vaccine, and then you'll have to have your little medical card. But here's the truth, folks. See, sometimes these Democrats, whether wittingly or unwittingly, tell you the truth about what they're actually thinking and what they're actually doing. Here was one of those moments. Stockton, California Mayor Michael Tubbs. First of all, Mr. Tubbs, we're sick of giving you money in California, okay? They get $27 million. He says it's not enough because people are going broke. Well, you're the one shutting down the economy, but that's not even what I'm getting to. I'm getting off topic. See if you pick up on the incredible admission he makes in this 40-second clip. See if you pick up on what he says here.
Stockton is set to receive something like $27 million from the CARES Act to help in COVID-19 relief support. But can you tell me a little bit about if that's enough money and what that means for how you can help small businesses recover?
Mayor Tubbs.
It's a lot more than $0, but it's definitely not enough money, just given the need, the staggering numbers of unemployment, and the understanding that this pandemic won't be over in a month or three months. Or in five months when the money has to be spent. What? Like the impacts and some of the modifications will have to be in place, and some of the vaccines.
Here, guys, pause it. You can just rewind at 15 seconds. I want the audience to pick up on this before I tell you what he just said there. I want you to hear it and think about what he just said for yourself. Listen closely. Listen to what he just said. Listen to what he really just admitted. Play it again.
It's a lot more than $0, but it's definitely not enough money, just given the need, the staggering numbers of unemployment, and the understanding that this pandemic won't be over in a month or 3 months or in 5 months when the money has to be spent, that the impact
So he's now a fortune teller. He's now a psychic. He can now tell us the future, David. This Tubbs, who I doubt has any background in any sort of science or medicine at all. I'd be shocked if he has any impressive background. And he says the pandemic, he knows Obama. That's how he gets into, now it all makes sense. He probably hangs out at Obama's gay parties, too. I'm sorry to get graphic, folks. Obama's gay. Okay, it's a big joke. But anyway, that guy's probably gay with him. I'm not even kidding. Same with John Legend and the rest. But I'll digress, David. I'm sorry, but it's just true.
he says, oh, the pandemic won't be over in a month or 3 months or five. Well, how do you know that? Because they're running it. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. They're running the hoax. He's telling you this pandemic is never going to end. We're running it. We're making you slaves with it. But it's
well,
even worse than
said
that
too. Newsom has said, you know, when he put this lockdown and said nobody, shut down all the businesses, shut down the churches again, and he doesn't have any time date on this. They've been telling us, well, another month, another 2 months or whatever. Now it's just no date at all. And Fauci has said this as well. He said, it's not going to end until we got the vaccine.
15 years to slow the spread.
Yeah. It's not going to end until we get the vaccine. Fauci knew in 2005, Fauci's organization ran tests on hydroxychloroquine, said it was effective for the SARS.
Obama took hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, exactly. They said it was effective as both treatment and preventative. And so he was lying about that from the very beginning. But he's been telling us the truth that it's not going to end until, quote, we get the vaccine. But now they say, well, the vaccine's not going to be completely effective. We're going to have to keep taking it all the time. I'll tell you something else about this guy in Stockton. Stockton has declared bankruptcy, one of the few municipalities in the U.S. that has declared bankruptcy. And Stockton, in spite of the fact that they had already declared bankruptcy and were already bankrupt financially as well as morally, they decided that they would go with universal basic income. And that's exactly what we've got. We've got the craziest policies of AOC and the Stockton mayor. And this is full on.
They're damn
communism.
Commies.
And this is what our federal government has given us as they have forced people out of work, shut down businesses. They've now put us on universal basic income.
See, and that's the key right there. And, you know, I'm not that. I'm 31. OK, but it's like I'm getting this old back in the good old days. It's like, you know what?
Well,
it's
moving pretty fast. Yeah.
What happened to the good old days where you smashed a commie's face in? In this country, you saw a commie on the street corner, you kicked his commie ass. I'm sick of this crap, man. But that's what it is, David. They say, it's more than zero, but 27 million isn't enough for my people. Okay, so let me get this straight. You shut down the economy. You killed the jobs market. You made all the people go broke. You made the financial ruin. You did all of that as the mayor. You did all of that as a politician. And then you want us to pay the bill. It's so infuriating. That's why it's so difficult to come on here and talk about it, because I just end up yelling and ranting. These people are damn commies. Fauci belongs in jail. Why is America putting up with this? I don't get it.
Why is Trump putting up with it? I don't understand, because it's not even in his best interest, even from an electoral standpoint. They know that it's about the economy. And right now, you know, they want power. They want more power. So they want to make sure that they shut down the economy. They will destroy America in order to get power over America. They've done it to the black community. They've done it to the American Indians. They're doing it to the white middle class now. They're doing it to everybody, because they don't care what they do to you as long as they wind up the ones on top with power. And so that's what they're doing. They've got their knee on the throat of America, and they're not going to take it off. And I can't breathe. That's what we need to call ourselves. Instead of the anti-maskers, we need to call ourselves the I Can't Breathe movement, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to kill us. And they will do it for power.
Yeah, the Democrats are politically George Floyding us right now.
Yeah.
The Democrats are George Floyding us right now. They are the officer with the knee on our neck, except here's the thing, we're not fighting.
That's right.
That's the pathetic thing. We're not even fighting back. We're just letting them do it, and they're just claiming it's for our best interest as they strangle us.
Yep.
It's just unbelievable. You know, meanwhile, Governor Cuomo gets away with mass murder of 10,000 people. But, you know, he doesn't belong behind bars. He's a hero, says the New York Times and Fauci. They both belong behind bars.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Affordable food is a gift.